the war of the whales, Sitna. And they digged another well and strove for that also. And they called the name Sitna, Genesis 26, 21. The first well, Isaac, brought strife and contention. The second well, Sitna, brought more opposition. Opposition intensifies when we succeed in getting the water supply flowing. The devil will contend every inch of the ground. The second well was evidently more contested than the first, so much so that Isaac had to forsake the new well and remove to another well. Like the apostles, persecuted in one city, he fled unto another, and thus thwarted the power of the enemy. What did he do? He kept on digging. There is no discharge in this war. We must not give up even what we are forced to defend. A sovereign God ruleth over all, and in the end, victory will be ours, as it was for Isaac. We must learn that the gospel work is ceaseless work. We must learn that the gospel work is contested work. We must realize that the gospel work is constraining work. We do not choose the field. The Lord chooses it for us. We work under the constraint of God's will, not our own, and the providential circumstances which he permits to prevail at the time. These constrain us to change our plans. We are forced from one field of service to another. There is a time to dig and a time to leave off digging and to seek another well site. This has always been the way of God, in God's work, and always will be. We shall always have our sitnas. We will always have to fight. But what we have, God will help us to maintain. Let us not retreat, but let us stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. Amen and amen.